Lesson: Disciples' feet washed. Message: Jesus wants us to serve in humbleness and love. Bible text: John chapter 13, verse 1 to 8 and 11 to 17. The disciples' feet washed. It was just before Passover. Jesus knew that he would have to leave this world and return to his Father. During supper, Jesus stood up, took off his robe, and wrapped a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet. He dried their feet with his towel. When it was Peter's turn, Peter asked, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not understand what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus replied, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Then Peter said, "Lord, then wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said, "He who is washed only needs to wash his feet, so that he is completely clean." He added, "All of you except for one are clean." Jesus knew that one of his disciples would betray him. He put his garment back on, then said to his disciples, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and that is rightly so. If I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, then you also should wash one another's feet. I have given you example so that you should do as I have done to you." Suggestions for the teacher: lead in, show the picture to the children, discuss with them what they see, ask what he or she may feel, let some of the children play the story in a role play, instruct them before, provide these guys fancy dress, a vessel with water. Lesson instructions: begin telling the story, discuss with the children, "Do you think a king will ever clean the shoes of a beggar? Why does Jesus wash the disciples' feet? It is an example of how to serve in one another in humbleness." Describe Peter's reaction. Initially, he does not want Jesus to wash his feet. What does he say after Jesus has explained to him what he had just done? "Lord, wash not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Have the children repeat. The Lord Jesus was humble. He cared for his disciples. Jesus encouraged his disciples to follow his example. We should follow his examples. Real life application. Jesus said, "A servant is not greater than his master." What does it mean to do something with a humble and loving heart? We must help one another. We should serve one another. We should humble, esteem one another more than ourselves. Repeat the message: Jesus wants us to serve in humbleness and love.